The ticket.
First off, Lando, you need to really, really take charge of that Saturday morning college football show. I don't know if you noticed this, but in the promos now, you're mentioned last.
Yeah, but it's a step up because in our first couple of seasons, the promo was Zach Barnett and the ticket team. So we're moving up.
Now you've earned a name.
Yeah.
Okay. Although I would like to see you a little more assertive.
I feel like Damaris was in that boat too when
back
he was
him into his corner
when he was doing some post game stuff and they didn't mention his name for like 3 years, and now he's calling games. So that could be you.
Yeah, he showed them.
Mm-hmm. I've done stand up comedy off and on for 21 years.
We know. So
off and on.
First off, I feel terrible for the human beings that work in any type of environment.
Wow. That's a very...
Well, I'm not finished.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought that was your
the
full
end,
statement.
The end. Let's go to break.
I feel bad for human beings that work in any type of environment. That well, what a stand.
That are subjected to...
Okay.
Holiday music from post-Thanksgiving or whenever it starts. Because if you walk into any retail or Starbucks or sandwich or whatever, you're going to hear Christmas music for a month straight. And I would imagine after a while, it absolutely drives you insane. And so this afternoon, I walked into a local business and they were playing.
Do they make sandwiches?
Generic.
It's really the only place that I go to of business.
That's what I was thinking.
Or do you think that I went into like a real business?
Like you were seeing your travel agent or your stockbroker?
I need to put in a trade.
I don't even email my stockbroker.
Hey, can you see me for 10 minutes today?
Yeah. So as I was walking in and ordering my food, I heard this song. Come on, not that.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Now, I like Sinatra.
Let your heart be light.
And I don't even know if this is the original, if he's the one that did this.
From Paul Anka says he had a hog.
I don't care, Dave.
I can look that up for Enies if you'd like.
I don't need you to.
Here's my penis.
I think it predates Frank by a while, but have yourself who can say?
Okay, so listen to this line.
Little Christmas.
Right here.
Make the Yuletide gay.
Yay. Okay.
All right.
Well, the choir echoed it.
So as a man in his 50s, I can't really get past the fact that they said gay. And this version was recorded in 1957. So yeah, there were probably many other versions. And Sinatra sings that, and I start laughing like a five-year-old would. But then it got me thinking.
Called Dave real fast.
Yeah, you're not going to believe this, bro.
Get down
they
here.
They said gay. I think Sinatra's gay.
Get down here now. You got 3 minutes.
And there's like a gay Yuletide. My question to you guys. When did gay become gay?
The 70s?
Because remember, when we were also kids and we would watch reruns of the Flintstones, is it the closing credits or the opening credits?
We'll have a gay old time.
The opening credits.
Is it the opening credits? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, maybe it's both. I don't know. But yeah, at the end of it, of the song, you'll have a gay old time.
Yeah.
Gay.
And even then, as a kid, you knew what that word was, and it didn't make any sense. And then, you know, your grandpa would tell you, no, 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 it's happy. It means happy. And so when did gay...
You had that talk with your grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so.
I don't know if...
I also had to tell my...
I don't know if grandpa and I ever got to that conversation.
I also had to tell my grandpa that, what's his name? Liberace was gay.
He wasn't hearing it.
No. What? No, he's not gay. Look at him. He just loves playing that piano.
Gay.
See, now you got a new drop. It's all worth it. Gay.
Gay.
See, I thought you were going to be pointing out here on this song that he describes Christmas in the same way our wives describe anything that they don't like that we do.
Yay.
Like, are you having your little fantasy football draft tonight? Or are you watching your little game tonight?
Oh, like Merry Little Christmas?
Yeah, your Little Christmas. It's a very big Christmas, thank you very much. But a little condescending there with your Little Christmas.
All right,
and
so
your little show you like to watch with your friends, your little friends.
Your little gay hockey show.
So, yeah. Are you watching your little gay hockey show again, Bob?
Yeah.
All right, so when I type in, I was going to type in, when did the word gay...
This should go well.
Before I even typed anything, I said, when did the word, all right? And the autofill is the first one. When did the word homosexual appear in the Bible?
Check Leviticus.
Let's see. When did the word bop come out? When did the word...
Jew
first appear? What are people searching
here?
What are they searching here? But yeah, I think you're right, Dave.
People will absolutely ask Google anything.
I know. All right, the word gay became to mean homosexual in the late, and this is the AI version, began to mean homosexual in the late 19th and early 20th centuries.
Hmm.
No,
the gay 20s was a big thing.
Yeah, that's a lie. Don't trust AI.
Let's see, the shift, here it is. The shift in the mainstream to this meaning was solidified in the late 60s and 70s.
I'll buy that.
Thank you.
Yes. Largely driven by gay activism and visibility following events like the Stonewall riots.
And Harvey Milk.
R.I.P. The original happy meaning of the word faded from common usage as the homosexual meaning became dominant. But, I mean, that song came out in 57, and Flintstones were mid-60s. Was there any other reference to gay that we're not aware of in the 70s, let's say? Was there a song? Or I think it, like, there was a line of demarcation that was fierce.
It was claimed.
Yes, it was owned. Let's see, the gay rights movement. Yeah, by the end of this past century, no one said it because everybody had died off, I think, that would use it in a different way.
Like the Flintstones died off?
I'm telling you, I think I remember hearing my grandparents say that word in that way, fun way.
Gay.
And my sister and I.
We had a gay time at church.
Yes, right. And my sister and I'd be like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I think olds will still say it.
No.
I think they will.
Gays and lesbians.
I think I've heard maybe a mother-in-law or somebody claim that, oh, they're having a gay old time over there. And that
means
yeah,
but that's like an expression. Yeah.
Well, okay, but what
if
do you think
used,
expressions
yes.
are made out of words?
Yeah, yeah. If it's being you, I have a hard time believing that, and I'm trying to think, if somebody is 85 right now, then they were born in what year, Bob?
Long time ago,
the
man.
40s.
We're gonna just subtract 25, and then we're going to subtract 60. So
okay.
1940.
That's my mom's age.
Do you think she uses that term?
No.
So are you trying to bring the word back for meaning happy?
Yeah.
Is that
what
you're getting
trying
at?
To reclaim it?
I just think this show is trying to like win an award for the sports show that is most obsessed with gaydom in 2025.
Gay hockey TV shows, yeah.
And the Marconi goes too.
Yeah.
The hard line.
Do they have a gay Marconis?
Interesting.
They should. And our whole platform is just our review of...
I don't even think they'll have to vote this year. It's like, just come up and get your award again, guys.
Lifetime Achievement Award, the hard line.
You know what? Okay, now the award goes to somebody besides the hard line.
Why is Heated Rivalry doing so well in Dallas? These guys, man. It's all they talk about.
Being paid to promote this show.
All right, let's come back. There's your gay segment.